Hey, by the way, am I gonna? So you have a radio show? Like, is that like that's what you do, or is it just a podcast, or is it like a double feature thing?
Yeah, I started off with radio, 91.7 over in CT, and after doing that for a little bit, I decided to just make a podcast. So now I combine the two. So like, one of my episodes, it's on the radio, or each of my episodes are on the radio and a podcast.
So. Okay, cool. Yeah, let's hit it. What's up, guys? This is the Toasty Podcast. My name's Sky.
And I'm Maddie B.
And this is our guest. I guess his name is Ethan. Yeah?
No, that's the old
Bill. Sorry, so, bud. No, that's the other Bill guy. Bill, there we go, man. He does his own podcast.
Right now. Yeah.
Okay, okay. Yeah, yeah. It's called The Way. Am I correct? The Way?
Yep. The Way Podcast. Man. Also, FM 91.7 and CT.
There you go, dude.
So if you're up
Heck
in
yeah.
if you're up in Connecticut, 91.7.
Dude,
what time do you does your show come on?
Yeah, Wednesdays at 5 o'clock. Tune in for that.
Wednesdays at 5.
Wednesdays at 5, and then also you do like journalists. Is that your main guests or journalists?
Yeah, so that's what I mainly sit down with. Not even journalists, just people who know a lot about topic. So like. I mean, three of my best guests were journalists. Where one wrote a book about following a kilo of cocaine from Colombia. The 2002 Venezuela coup, another journalist was in that. But then I'll do other topics. Like I just got done sitting with a doctor who focuses on the spine, Yale. And what was the other one that I did? Oh, yeah, men's eating disorders. So just like random stuff, as long as the person knows a lot.
You know, I was looking at that one right there, the one you just mentioned, the eating disorders. I was actually looking at that. It was pretty interesting. Yeah. I was like, dude, this guy like wrote a whole book on this thing. Just interesting people that have disorders. I was like, oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, that's what I found interesting, because people bring up the topic eating disorders, but he's, I forgot where he was located, not Germany, but somewhere in Europe or Middle East. And yeah, like he just decided to focus on the men's aspect because they make up, I want to say, 25% of all eating disorders.
Holy crap.
Oh, wow.
That's weird.
I knew it was majority female.
An eating disorder.
Have eating disorders, but I didn't realize, you know, men were only 25%.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
Well, holy crap, I mean, man.
What's
so
interesting
you're...
is eating disorders.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You're good.
Yeah, the Zoom lag kind of kicks in.
I told you, man. It's weird, man.
Yeah,
you gotta,
like, yeah. Gotta get used to it. But yeah, what's interesting is eating disorders, unless you factor in the... Wait, I guess. So, like, how bad is the lag? Because it looks like it's worse on your guys' end.
That's why I asked. I figured it would be. Because the thing is I'm running off a phone hotspot right now. So... That is how we do it, man. In a warehouse space.
At least in this warehouse right now.
Right now, before I get internet, that's how it is. I can switch phones and see if that helps. Honestly, I don't know. We'll see. But
it's your guys' call. But yes,
hey, yeah,
I'll just
fine.
Keep
we're
going
good.
With them.
Let's just keep
thing.
Going, dude. Let's just keep going.
Yeah. So, what's interesting is depending on how you classify mental disorders, like if you say alcoholism or something like that is a mental disorder. Then that's the number one death rate mental disorder. But if you don't classify it as a mental disorder, eating disorders are actually the number one, the highest death rate of them all.
Hmm. Interesting. Wow.
So I like to bring topics to just stuff like that, but it's not all serious. I mean, I had like an ugly artist come on the show and that was a fun one.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're just talking to people that are just like interesting. Like, and I like that. That's kind of like, you know, it'd be a sweet thing to do. And that's kind of what I've been trying to do too as well. I usually just kind of sprinkle in the political topics to that, you know, essentially that's all it is. So we'll talk to you about journalism, you know, we'll see what's going on there. Honestly, most likely get to the point where we're like journalists in the news and shit, you know, the worst part of it probably, but whatever.
I was going to ask, so in your opinion, since you've actually interviewed journalists and you do have a radio show, do you feel like journalism as a mainstream profession still exists? Or do you feel like every journalist is just told by their producer or editor basically what to find and what to present? Or do you feel like there is still investigative journalism out there?
Yeah, so the first thing I'll say is I myself am not a journalist, so I can't like say exactly the insides, but I can say, like you said, I interview journalists, and when I have a guest come on the show, I have to put in a few hours of research at least for like each episode. So I have to go through journalism, I have to interview the journalists, etc. I had my guest from Venezuela, I had her talk about fake news and how she has to deal with that. And she just told me the story, like for Venezuela, she was there for 7 years. She was on the front line. She has to completely fact check absolutely everything. And if she makes a small mistake, she'll get like hammered on it. Like, oh, fake, like branded fake news. She's an issue. Don't trust her, etc. So The good ones out there absolutely have to put in like countless hours, years, like of countless research. But then you take other ones who are like, I had two guests for one episode. I'm not going to bash him because he is a great journalist, but it was a topic of left versus right economics. And one of the guys on the right side was a writer for Sean Hannity. And I don't know too much about him, but he's supposed to be a very big right-wing figure. And he does, for the right side, like excellent journalism, etc. Like, he does a good job. But then the editors will take, what was his name? Cory Booker. He was a candidate for the Democratic Party.
Right.
And the writer, he put a lot of he wrote a great piece on it about attacking Medicare for All. I'm an advocate for it, but I see both sides. So he attacks it. And he did a good job with it. But then the Sean Hannity newspaper takes the headline, and in all bolds, it's why Cory Booker's plan is the most flawed thing in the world. And it just like critiques it to make it look so biased. And that's with left side too, of course. I'm not just going to say right in any direction.
Yeah.
But they definitely try to clickbait some of these writers. And a lot of these writers also like their research. So there's some of those that are fake, just throw whatnot out, but other ones who actually put in their research.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I was gonna compare some of it to like there's a guy that lived in was it Venezuela? The guy that exposed or brought Edward Snowden to light, right? And like interviewed him for a week or whatever. Yeah, I guess.
WikiLeaks founder, editor.
No. The guy that founded another news thing and just quit like recently.
What was his name? Can't think of his name.
I'm blanking on his name, dude. Green, he was a crazy green, right?
No, green.
So he was a crazy journalist, and he was good at it, but he didn't do what they wanted, kind of thing. And there he ended up and saying, "Okay, I'm peacing out here." But he was good. He was really good. He like got down deep, you know, got into it. That was cool.
He was a real investigative journalist got fired from the publication he was with. I think it was Washington Post.
Right.
And then started his own publication and then just recently quit that. Because they were starting to get more and more biased.
Right. Is the reason you just choose journalism is because it's like has the most people in it that are experts, or is that how that ended up?
That's the reason I got in. Well, yeah, like first I want to say like the Washington Post and New York Times, stuff like them, like so I was listening to a podcast earlier today. It was Tangently Speaking. It's the first episode from them I heard, so I think it's Tangent Speaking or something. And it was an episode featuring the guest Crystal Ball, I think her name was.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is now for the longest time, as always, you look at the TV, you see the news, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, etc. And that's just the go-to. You get your news, your mainstream, New York Times, Los Angeles Times, etc. But now so many other news outlets have come across, like podcasting is a great example of a lot of new people creating podcasts, creating alternative media, alternative news outlets. And it's great because something she mentioned in the podcast is She's under The Hill, which is another newspaper organization. And on, so, wait, I lost my train of thought. So, yeah, all right. So what's interesting is sort of now you have this more freedom. Like when she writes for other companies, like New York Times even or something, you have to be careful about what you write in certain topics. But when you have this freedom, you're able to actually just dive in and say whatever you want about a certain topic. But the problem with that is when you go into this alternate news, you have these people just shouting out gibberish nonsense and saying like it's factual. And I forgot what the question was, but I just wanted to say that too.
No, I understand, dude. I was asking you kind of why you got into the way you went, you know, journalists and why. And I asked, is it because they are the, I guess, more of an expert in their field? But I think you maybe just answered my question. Some of them have more freedom than others and they can talk about who they've talked to. Because journalists are the ones that have talked to people, and, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And journalists aren't my like main priority, but again, sure. I like journalists who spend a lot of time on like a topic. So like the kilo of cocaine, he's a journalist. He's been a journalist for a long, long time, but he wrote a book on the kilo of cocaine and he's did a documentary with The Guardian. So like he's a journalist who definitely, like journalists that narrow in on specific fields, they know their stuff because that's all they do. So that's why I'd love to have them on my show because I'm not an expert and I'd be crazy to claim I am. I consider myself a generalist and I say that because I have a book called Range. I recommend everyone read it. One of the few books I've read over the past few years.
Yo, shameless plug.
But amazing book.
Good.
I mean, hopefully the guy gives me some ad money. Nah, he's too big for that. I like to be a generalist, so I get a general idea, but these journalists or doctors or whoever I have on the show, they're specialists, so I like have a general idea, but they can actually tell me why I'm wrong or what I don't know or what I should know, which goes to the audience. That's the way I like to look at it.
I get it, dude. I agree, dude, because I'm a bozo, man. I'm out here just talking to people. And the reason I do it is so I can talk to people and they can actually show me or teach me or, you know, whatever. And that leads to listeners. So I'm there, dude. I agree. Completely agree. That's crazy. How long have you been doing this?
Yeah, we're all Joe Rogan's pretending we know everything. Nah, I love Joe Rogan. I can't disrespect him. He's my favorite. But I've been doing this for about a year now, I'd say. So, well, year and a half, but then pandemic, so I lost the studio for March. I mean, I still lost the studio, but from March I lost the studio, and then I said July, August, let me just get my own equipment, because borrowing the portable stuff they had was a nuisance. Anyway, so I started probably last July, I'd say, started with the radio, stopped in February when COVID hit, or March, and picked it back up July, August.
Why did you stop in March because of COVID? The studio just shut down because of that?
Yeah, exactly. The studio shut down and it's still been shut down, which like doesn't make sense to me. And I say this because, I say that because, it's Connecticut. It should still be open. But it doesn't make sense to me because they still let bands in to use the studio to play music, but I can't go in to have one person sit down with me where we sit 6 feet apart or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Yeah, me and Matt have been tested over here, so we're good to go. But I agree, man. I don't know why we don't do that more often. That's the reason I got a warehouse this year. I got a warehouse this year so I could build a studio, and from here we'll see what happens. Because I know I don't want anyone else to tell me what to do.
Exactly. If we have our own space, we have our own conversations, it's like it's total freedom.
That's the whole point of podcasting, man. Yeah. So you just got to cut out that middleman. But for you, I get it, because you're on a radio show and that helps you out a lot probably, because they have the stuff for you. And that'd be legit. Did you join the radio, or do you have like an actual segment? Do you pay for that segment?
No, I just joined the radio. I'm on the station I'm on, it's a nonprofit, so I had to go through some training, stuff like that, and practice and do a few practice runs, etc. But yeah, I don't have to pay for anything. I just get to go in and use it.
So you're the guy that's like, all right, next up, awesome. We're listening to, and then is that you?
DJ.
Oh, no, I do the same shows I do now. It's like the interview. Oh. That's also on the radio.
Oh, okay, cool. Huh. Yeah. Nice, dude.
Yeah, I'm not the... We haven't DJ. Got rid of that, though, and he... Yeah, like, I'll be listening to my episodes, and then randomly, hey, we're cutting out of the way podcast for this, what is it? What I don't even know if they do ads, but it was like a little music segment where they take a small minute or two break, and then they just came back to it, because it's a nonprofit, so.
They gotta...
I forgot to say, though, I like your guys' studio setup.
Oh, thanks, man.
Got a nice, like, look to it, especially with the wood table. Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate that for sure.
You like it?
It's all in the making, dude. No. We love it. Trust me. But it's all in the making. Yeah, so it's just like.
The 2x4s are eventually going to be a wall and et cetera. It's not going to look so, you know.
I was going to say you need some sound up, though, but like some sound padding.
Oh,
but
dude.
Then, yeah, definitely.
Dude,
come
we.
Together.
Yeah, we don't have. During this podcast, I guarantee there will be a train that goes by. So get ready for that. I'll just tell you when it's coming, right? It's so loud. You're right. I need the actual studio built because I'm building a building inside of the warehouse so that it's all closed in. The actual plan was to like build a 2-story thing and then live here. But I don't know if that's going to happen. We'll see.
Sounds good. That's sick. I see a lot of people from their living rooms like I am right now. Well, bedroom right now. But it's cool to just see even like that. And like, I can see it coming together.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Sometimes I feel like I went too far. Like you just said, most people are in their living rooms just like hanging out doing a podcast. That's probably what I should be doing right now, honestly.
Well, we did the whole bedroom thing for like a year.
That's true. Yeah, we did do it for a while. So you're right. And we did do that. And I agree. My main thing for me has been I'm ADHD, I guess. I don't know. And everything I do. So it's kind of wavy. So if I, you know, I'll go off and we'll do a podcast about, you know, K-pop. And you're like, what the heck is that compared to talking about Biden and Trump? I don't know what to think of this. So I'm getting a kind of trying to hone in on the focus here and get down, but I still want to talk to people about anything, and so I can't. Yeah. It's hard to like control that, you know what I mean? So I don't know.
Oh, definitely, yeah, true. I got you.
Have
like,
you
got your couple
over
there looking like a sponsorship?
This? Oh, dude, Fossil Rim, dude, get you some, man. No, it's not really a sponsor at all. I just went there as a kid.
It's like how many acres is Fossil Rim?
A thousand, I don't remember,
or
man.
Something like that.
Yeah,
it's like a
big
drive-through zoo.
Yeah, huge though.
Exotic
huge
animals.
Yeah, exotic animals. It's Texas, man.
Yeah.
So you know that's what you have in Texas. You have a lot of land to do things like that. You know. But what did you? So what did you do? I guess I want to know your best guest. You said you talked about him earlier. You said the best guess was this. Was it because of how famous they were or just because of you wanted to talk about cocaine? Let's talk about cocaine.
Well, do you want the best guess or the cocaine one? Because that one's a very close second place.
Is it? I would say give us the best, the best guess you've had on.
My best was also like my scariest. Like, well, no, I don't want to say it. Let me take that 100% back. But my best guess was episode 12. Yeah, I don't want disrespect. No. It was episode 12 where I had a guest call in from Death Row.
Oh, wow.
So, like, he was in prison, Death
that...
Row, on the phone. Yeah.
Okay.
So, wait, quick question. Is he still on Death Row?
Oh, yeah, you're there for life.
Yeah, I was. Well, I mean, yeah, okay. That's what I was saying.
Well, like, can't you get off of that? Or
okay. Well, you can get off it or you can die. So that was my
right?
I was
so
asking that in a gentle way.
Yeah. So who? I mean,
that's the same saying. That's the same saying with the MS-13. Another episode. The only way out of that gang is to die or go to prison.
Yeah.
Say, and even in prison, there's enough MS-13 members to keep track of you. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you guys hear that Jeffrey Epstein's
I sent the article
last yeah, the last cellmate apparently died of COVID.
Yeah.
The heck is that? That's interesting.
Early 50s.
Don't believe it, but whatever.
Is it that super jacked guy?
Was it?
I'm pretty sure. Like, oh, super gosh, healthy, dude. Ripped guy. Yeah. Whatever, just man. Happened to die of...
Are you into anything like that? Do you, like, do conspiracies at all or no?
A little bit. Not 100%. But I love the Epstein. It's something like Jeffrey Epstein's cousin showed up and reveals she knows information. In other news, her death was reported next weekend.
Right? In other news... Dude, it's yeah. insane how that works, man. And you're just like, okay, I don't buy any of it, man. I just think that it is.
You think he? Controlled. You think he killed himself?
Nah, I don't think he did.
You really? You don't think he killed himself?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I know. That's one of the few conspiracies I'm into, but I don't think he did.
It's not even a conspiracy anymore, in my opinion. But yeah, it's. I mean, it's. Come on, it's so blatantly seems like obvious. So I don't know. I don't know, man. That's where I'm at with it. Do you ever have any political guests on? Like political stuff? Do you ever talk about that kind of thing? Do you get into it?
Yeah, I a little bit. Like the Venezuelan one, I asked her opinion and she compared Trump to who she compared it to? Chavez.
Trump,
so like
really?
A little bit like that for a segment. Yeah, which is weird because Chavez is a in Venezuela, for people that don't, well, everybody, I feel like, anyway, he is very left-wing, socialist, extremist.
Okay.
And she wrote, like, a long article on it about Trump, who is very right-wing, not even extremist, but very right-wing.
Well, also,
I just said everyone knows. I had no idea who the guy was until my podcast, so I can't say that.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is I was about to say, hey, tell the listeners who this guy is, because, like, people out here don't know, but it's fine. It doesn't really matter. Trump, I would say
he's like very charismatic.
Trump is very charismatic,
very
and
cultural personality type of leader.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, there are obviously a lot of people out there that say, yeah, he's an extremist. Because I mean, maybe they're just against him. I don't know. But people from other countries, I'm always interested in their view because they are seeing it all from almost from a news perspective. So what happens when they're looking at it? And they're only seeing Fox News and Washington Post. And do they see all these random journalists that are actually doing their job? I don't know. I have no idea. You know?
I don't know either. I know I had a guest on who was an ugly artist. Like, he would depict ugly art, like, along that. And he told me that all the news he saw was very negative. He seemed like a pro-Trump guy, but, yeah, like, he said it's very, I guess... So similar to America, just less of it. He was in Australia. I don't know if I said that.
You didn't, but you're good now. No, but I
yeah,
that's
important.
Right where he's at. I was thinking like UK, honestly, because I think UK is similar in that regard as far as it's kind of negative, the news they get, you know? I'm obviously frustrated at that too, but yeah, man.
Well, in the UK, it's kind of like it is here. Like, they have Sky News, and then they have BBC. So you have, like, the kind of left-wing-ish BBC, and
right.
Kind of, like, more leaning right with Sky News. Same yeah. thing with Australia, same thing with here. Except we have a lot more outlets here, I feel like.
Yeah, we do, and I think that's more prevalent, like you were saying, Bill. Like, do you want to be called Bill or William? What's the actual name here?
No, just call me Bill.
Bill, okay.
I mean, you can call me whatever, I don't care, but Bill's easier, yeah.
Okay, Bill, you were saying like, yeah, there's a lot more outlets out here, you know, than just the mainstreams. And I think this year has like really made that more.
It's exploded.
It's crazy,
just
man.
The last 3 or 4 years for sure.
I don't know what to say about that.
So just to circle back around to the death row inmate guest, because I am curious about that.
I kind of skipped past and I'm sorry
why
about that.
Why was he the most interesting?
I like it's in my opinion, so everyone has their own interest.
I'm into your show, dude.
I say he's that's true. Well, I try to not when it comes to like political or something. Like, I'll be political here, I don't because on my show, so I have to have as little of an opinion as I can while still having personality. I don't know.
That's a very fine line.
It's a very fine line, and let me tell you something, man. I can't say much, but I think it's hard. It's hard as crap.
I can't do it. If you've watched one episode of this show, you know I cannot do that.
Oh, no. I have to bash the left side. I have to bash the right side. But, like, equally right. And only in a way that ask for their opinion. Like, I can't bash it to bash it. I gotta say,
like a,
I heard
like
this.
Or provocative way.
Right. I bashed it because of this. So, yeah, Death Row, though, huh?
Yeah. So, I thought that was my most interesting just because the whole episode's from, like, we're using Zoom right now. I used Zencastr before that. But I had to, this woman wrote a book where she sat down and she wrote like the stories of these four death row inmates. And for my show, I had one of them on. So I was connected to her, but then she called up the prison and the whole interview is from the phone call of the inmate on death row. Like you hear him through the phone, it has the very phone old school kind of sound to it. And it's just interesting because it's, I don't know exactly what he did because his trials being, or his case is being revisited. But I do know it was I know what it was. When you kill multiple people, it's whatever that.
Serial killer?
What do you call that? No, but like only like a few, like not multiple, but you like killed a few people.
Oh, all in one instance. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not like multiple. Like, I don't know how many. It could have been one, and I'm thinking multiple, but I think it was like few.
Well, why was this case being revisited? Did he actually not do it?
Maybe there was a mistake. Or I don't know anything about his case. Like, I can't say anything. Like, I have no idea. But, yeah, it's just being checked over. Like, oh, maybe we didn't do as much, or maybe he didn't even do it. For all I know, like I have no idea. I have nothing about the case. I wasn't able to be told anything too because of that reason. Like she couldn't say anything, and then I say something to like, oh wait, this guy was told this, so that wasn't in the case. Something like that.
Well, okay. So what was the point of him on the show? What did you guys get to? Like, what was the juice? You know.
Yeah. So basically, I just asking questions along the line of what's death row like, what now that he's in death row, he has a lot of spare time, so he's taken up reading a lot on the death penalty and things like about that. So I learned a lot about the death penalty, death row, like the economics behind it, if it's good or not, why we should change it, why we shouldn't, comparing it, stuff like that.
That's good.
Then he told me stories about like some of his friends. Well, being on death row, they get executed eventually. So, gave me some stories like that and just stuff like that.
That's pretty cool, man. I would that'd be a super interesting conversation to have.
Yeah, that's one of the things where I don't have a super solid opinion on the death penalty.
Yeah,
like there's some cases where we've executed innocent people, and then there's some cases where it's like a serial killer who like rapes and murders children or something like that. Some
right.
Horrible, heinous, evil individual that cannot be turned around essentially. So it's like, man,
I mean, I keep wanting to go back to the whole, like humans shouldn't have a choice to kill another human, but you know, I don't know, you know, that's kind of where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
I think
I feel like we've always had
for me, choice, what decided but it. Yeah, for me, what decided it is, I mean, morally, yeah, you can debate that. The thing that decided for me was death row, putting someone on death row and executing them costs about 10 times or like 15 times, some like incredible multiplication of life in prison.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like, save money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, it's cheaper to keep someone on for prison in life than it is to put them to death because of the cost of the drugs. The execution drugs.
Wow, that's insane, dude.
They're expensive.
Oh my gosh.
And the trials, and then they get like multiple retrials, like
yeah,
what the guy who I guess yeah,
the appellate process.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, firing squad done. 45-cent bullet. Ow. They just legalized that in some states. Now, well, the federal government basically said like you cannot. If you're going to put someone to death, it has to be through lethal injection, right? Attorney General Bill Barr just turned that around, just reversed that and said, okay, it's up to the states. The states can decide the means of execution.
Oh, wow.
And in Florida, you can still be electrocuted by electric chair. It's up to the prisoner, the executionee, how they die. And then I think, let's say it's like Washington, you can still be hanged.
Yeah. Washington
State.
State, you can still be hanged.
I think it's some northeastern.
It's
state.
It's funny that it'd be a northeastern state.
I know, right? Isn't
that northwestern. Northwestern
North
state. Northwestern. We're on geography here. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I was like, man, that's
weird, man.
That is really kind of bizarre
that they would choose that. Yeah, that's.
I don't think anybody uses a gas chamber anymore. I think that's. It nicks that.
Ugh.
What's interesting about the lethal injection one? I remember hearing stories that there are some cases, like horror stories, where like they'll get paralyzed and stuff, but they'll still feel the pain of it. Like, it's very rare when it happens, but I would never choose that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you had a choice, like, I'd be like, nah.
If I had a choice, it would definitely be firing squad.
Oh, I would actually want to get shot. Yes.
I mean, that's a
yeah.
Almost 100% effective
just a
way.
Boom in the brain, you're done, you're out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually would do that too.
Because
there's
so many other botched, like lethal injection gets botched, like you just said. Electric chairs had some botched executions.
Yeah. And, well, then who's to say that wouldn't get botched? You know what
hanging.
I mean? Oh, crap, I missed. Hit your shoulder.
The firing
squad? Meet you again.
Well, yeah. A lot of times what they do is they'll have 10 guys line up in a row, and they'll give two people real bullets, and they'll give 8 people blanks, and they don't tell anybody who got what. So nobody knows who actually killed them, and then if there's 2 bullets, there's actually like 2 bullets going through the heart at 2 different angles.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot different than one guy shooting one guy.
Yeah, it's not just like
I didn't think you said firing squad. I didn't think, obviously, it's...
It's a squad.
Jesus,
like 8
dude.
To 10 people.
Typically. Let's make sure we get this right. Here's 8 people.
Yeah, right?
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, it's weird. But
you guys, a nice dark episode, huh?
Yeah, I guess so, man.
Man, we just did one on abortion for an hour.
Oh yeah, I haven't put that one out yet.
That one was brutal. Yeah, we'll wait till like the Christmas season dies down a little bit before we'll be like, hey, welcome to 2021. Topic is abortion.
Right? Yeah, I was. I want to get somebody on that's like a pro-life clinic or something to be on the show, and then I'll probably put them together so that I can have that, you know, present that to people, but. I was just sad the whole episode, dude. Like, I couldn't even talk.
We literally ended
it's
the
like,
episode
oh, man,
by watching puppy videos.
It sucked, man.
We had to.
It was like, ugh.
This is a Debbie Downer.
And here we are talking about death row, but like, I don't know, man.
Well,
this is different. This is like, yeah, they're they're on trial for these things.
Yeah.
It's a lot different, I
exactly.
think. Exactly.
You know
and what
then,
I mean?
And then also, it's just like getting people's opinions on it because it's a conversation just got it's like kind of re-brought up into the mainstream because the attorney general who just resigned actually is brought back the federal death penalty. He has already put to death several federal inmates and has scheduled many more that should take place during the Biden administration. But will Biden's attorney general reverse that or extend the stay or will Biden commute the sentences? We don't know.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. That's crazy, man. So, hey, man. So, what's the election like for you, huh? Do you, what do you think about all that crap? Yeah. What are you into that or nah? You're just like kind of ignoring it, and seeing what happens?
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy Biden won. I didn't like either of them. I didn't vote for either of them. I was a Bernie bro all the way.
I mean, but Bernie has some good ideas. Know. I will say that. He does have some good ideas.
I got a little poster. I don't know if you guys can see it.
Bernie.
There it is.
Dude, that's awesome, man. There you go, man. Heck yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like I said, he has some good ideas. The thing I like about Bernie is over time, which I haven't seen him like all throughout history, but I've seen a lot of his history. It's the same, it seems like.
He's the same person he's always been.
So it's like he's pretty consistent. And, you know, out of all the people I've seen, I'm like, okay, you know what, dude? I got to give this guy some credit because at least he's stayed consistent.
Yeah, authenticity goes a long way.
It does, yeah, for sure, for sure. And, maybe some of his ideas wouldn't pan out. That's like every politician ever. So I can't really say much for that. You know what I mean? Like some people are like, well, that's stupid. No, well, that's stupid. Like, if you want to nitpick all of his little ideas he has, that's fine. But you got to realize those same ideas you're nitpicking may not even come to fruition. Like, they may not even happen. So really what you need to care about is the guy's fundamentals and is he consistent? Mm-hmm. And that's how I see it. I don't know. So yeah, I like some of his ideas. I obviously am a lot more of a capitalist person. So that's where that led to, obviously.
Gotcha. And yeah, with that like authenticity, well, that's why like with him, you know who you're voting for. Or like my roommates or a lot of my friends are Republicans and stuff, and they all like him because of that reason. They don't agree with them, but it's like you can't not like the guy.
Well, that's interesting that you just said all that stuff in the same sentence. You're from Connecticut? So how is that like up there? Like, are you in like a rural area to have like all Republican friends, or is that normal?
I'm on the outskirts of Hartford. So, I mean, most of my friends are Democratic, I'd say. Yeah, the majority Democrats. Two of my three other roommates are Republicans. The other is I'm an independent too, so the other's independent like me. But most of Connecticut, I'd say, is very liberal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not a liberal, so I disagree with that. But that's the majority. Like, most of Connecticut's your Hillary Clinton, your Joe Biden, that kind of
right.
audience.
Sure, sure. Wow. Makes cool, sense. Man. How old are you, dude?
Me right now, I'm about 23.
23? Okay, I was going to say, I was wondering where you got, so growing up, were your parents like that? Did they push these values on you? Like, how did that work?
Not very too political. I will say, not too political. I'll say my mom became a big Bernie bro, like, when I started saying, like, hey, look at this guy, because, she's what you consider a spiritual person. And even though he's not spiritual, she's saw it as like authentic. And I explained some of the stuff he has to offer. So just jumped on boat. But the family wasn't really too political, I'd say.
Right.
I mean, actually, besides me and my parents, my family is very like one of the things I like about my show, or what I try to do in general, is be equal to both sides. Because I'll say in my family are more Trump supporters than even like anything left-wing sided. There's a lot of my cousins are Republicans, my uncle's Republican, my grandmother's like a lot of Republican sides. So that's the dynamic of my family. That's why I try to see both sides.
Yeah. That's actually cool that you have both things going on there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It actually lines up perfectly with Red Sox fans and New York Yankee fans.
Really?
Yankee fans are Republicans, Red Sox fans are Democrats.
That's
so
too funny.
There's that.
Oh my gosh, dude. I wouldn't know much about that. You know, I'm not in the North, but that makes sense, honestly.
We're Texas Ranger fans.
I would say, are we? Are we that? Are we fans of that?
I'm just not a big sports person, but
I'm not either, man. I'm not either.
All of my family are Rangers fans.
Like Josh Hamilton before he fell off.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, Josh. I don't know who that is.
Josh Hamilton? Come on, bro. You know who Troy Aikman is?
I do, actually. Okay. Yes. You know that one.
Good.
If you came down here and you hung out with my family, or probably even Matt's family, I'm not sure. I'm kind of assuming here. You'd be like, literally, it's just red everywhere. Everything's just full Republican. Like,
I have some cousins.
Texas forever.
You know? I have some cousins that are like deep blue. They live in Austin.
Oh, there you go. Well, actually, you know what? It's funny you say that. I have some cousins that live in Austin that are also blue.
Yeah,
wow.
I'll say, if you're a Democrat in Texas, you probably should just move to Austin. Because everybody around you is going to be red.
And it's interesting because it's even still like, even if you're in Austin in Texas, you're probably still a little red everywhere else. Does that make sense?
What do you mean?
Like, let's say you have someone in Austin that's blue and they move to LA or they move to San Diego or wherever. They're probably a little red compared to them.
Yeah, I would say probably 90% of Texans own a gun and know how to shoot it and like guns.
Yeah.
Whereas liberals in other states don't.
Sure.
Don't deal with firearms.
Yeah, what about you and guns, man? What's up with that?
I mean, he's from Connecticut. I'm gonna go ahead and go out on a limb and say you like guns and you've shot guns before and stuff like that. Being from Connecticut, that's a big firearm state.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it, Bill?
I don't know. I've I know. Yeah, like I shot a, I've shot guns a few times. My cousin shows me his shotgun. He just got a new AR, so I don't know much about them, but I know enough to like shoot some of them and stuff like that.
Okay, so but you're saying you're cool with guns, though. That's cool. That's basically what we're getting at here. Like, yeah, you would obviously go shoot a gun, right? Understood.
I support some restrictions on like some of them, like stuff like that. But yeah, I'm fine with it. Self defense, etc.
Yeah. Okay, I got you, man. Cool. So you don't get that much into conspiracies, but about the election whole thing, the whole thing going on there. Do you see anything? You think it's all going to go back to normal like it did last election? Everyone's going ham, and then all of a sudden, just okay, Trump won, we're good. Like I'm saying, this time you're going to have this opposite. It's going to be Biden, obviously, but I'm just saying like we're going to have a slowdown, and they're talking up is just going to go away. And there's not really anything going on like they're saying there is, you know?
Yeah, everybody's all talk. It's the same where left-wing Hillary loses, they all protest and et cetera, dies down. Now Trump, he loses, they all protest, or whatever happens, going to be upset, and it's just going to continue. Yeah. Everybody's very comfortable with their lives, and it's not like a big thing enough to actually cause a civil war or anything like that. I think that's just for headlines.
Yeah, I think as far as the presidency goes, it's not going to spark any sort of like major cultural divide. I think the cultural divide that exists in America today is brought about largely by divisive media influence on both sides. I think there's conservative media and then there's liberal media, and there's very few people that want to hear the truth right down the middle or hear good on both sides or bad on both sides. You know, they want to hear what they want to hear. And I think that divide and the culture divide in itself is what's really the problem, I guess, the underlying issue. Mm. It's a bubbling up issue, not a trickle down or top down issue as far as like leadership goes. But it takes strong leaders to unite people.
So. It does. Takes a strong leader to unite people. And that's the thing is like, even though we're all comfortable and we're all chilling, you know, you have to have someone up top that will bring everyone together. And if you don't, kind of screwed. But my thing is Trump didn't even do that.
No,
right?
No. He didn't even try.
Yeah.
I think the last president to really unite people was George W. Bush in his first term. That was it.
That was the dad, right?
That was George W. Bush.
Oh, George W. Bush. That's the son. Mm. Okay, sorry.
01 to 05.
It's funny, like, we drew, you have an overlying political theme, and I'm over here like, who is that? that's his thing, I guess, man. I'm just the conversation guy.
Yeah, you're the conversationalist.
I don't know.
I mean, you got all the questions down. I asked, like, three questions, and I'm like,
These are just basic questions, man. What I really want, I don't know. The thing is that every time I have a guest, right, you're like, so do you guys have a plan for me? Or, you know, you're not the first one to ask that. Every single time I have a guest, they're like, so what are we doing here? And I'm like, I don't know, just be yourself. I don't just ask, do whatever you want. Like, say whatever you want, you know, whatever you want people to know about, we're going to talk about it.
Cause like you may have listeners on your show, on your podcast, and they might, cause you stay right down the middle. You try to have a personality, but you don't try and reveal too much one way or the other to avoid alienating your audience. But this is a good opportunity for us to find out who you are, and maybe even for your audience to come and check out our podcast and say, you know, this is the guy I've been listening to.
This is who he is, right?
Months. Like, okay, now I have a better idea. I know where he was. I know a little bit about his family now, you know, that sort of thing. So it's
or not, right? If he doesn't want to know about if he doesn't want to, I don't want to listen to that. No, they can't know.
Start getting some death threats sent my way.
Oh, man. Yeah, I hope not, dude. Well, jeez.
I mean, I haven't had any death threats yet because...
You know, nah, we don't do that.
Yeah.
So, we have like three fans, so...
I was going to say.
Oh, man. Wow. What was that?
Yeah. But yeah, I want to build off to that polar opposite part that Matt said earlier. And yeah, my last guest, the journalist with the Venezuela coup, at the end of my episodes, I like to ask my guests, like, hey, can you tell what's your most important message, etc. And her most important message was this country becoming so polarized with, like you said, the mainstream, the left media, the right media. Everyone likes to hype up both sides or like get them as aggravated as they can to get more of an audience, more listeners, more attraction. Mm-hmm. And that just makes everyone angrier at the other side. And it just really fuels a fire.
Yeah, it doesn't solve anything. It is not for the people's gain. It is for the media's gain.
Mm-hmm. Corporate media.
Corporate media.
Because if you're not corporate media like us, you don't really have as much of, or any agenda. So it's like, our agenda is to get conversation going. Because we're so divided, I want to spark conversation so that people talk to each other.
Right.
And don't just agree with each other.
Whatever they see, right? That's why we talk about these topics like abortion and everything else, because we want to know, we want people to know, like, what are we seeing out here? Like, and the fact that you can talk to a journalist, you, and it's normal, and they actually are journalists, and they are doing the right thing as far as going into their topic and getting serious about it. But the thing is that people don't know that right now, in my opinion. They see Fox, they see CNN, they see these main things. And it's funny because everyone talks about it. We all talk about how it's mainstream, and that's stupid, but they still listen to it. I don't understand that. I can't wrap my mind around that. Like,
so I think the main reason people listen to those big outlets is because they have the resources to, they have the resources, they have the manpower, and they can have one guy dig into this one story and then produce this article, good or bad, or in the middle, and boom, there it is. Whereas us, it's just you and me, and we have very limited resources. We have day jobs, but New York Times gets these exclusives, gets these big articles out there, like the Epstein thing I told you was Fox News. And then Fox News just recently got an exclusive with the Nashville bombers, that suicide bomber that happened in Nashville on Christmas Day, his neighbor. They just got an exclusive with him because they're Fox News. So it's like, you don't get that story unless you get the get that mainstream.
Well, going into that, was that a suicide bomber?
Yeah. It was just a guy that committed suicide in style, quote unquote.
What?
I said that very glibly, but
there was a guy in the trailer.
In the RV, yeah.
There was, I thought there wasn't anything in the RV, I guess. I don't know. I was just under the impression
that. So I'll tell the story real quick because it's kind of interesting. So this guy, his neighbor, I'll start with the neighbor, goes and visits his neighbor, the guy who killed himself, a few days before Christmas. He says, "Hey man, you know, how you doing? Santa gonna bring you anything big this year?" And he goes, "Oh yeah, Nashville will never forget me. The world will never forget me." And the guy was like, "Cool, have a good one. Merry Christmas. Bye." And the bomber built this big fence around his house. I just heard all this, most of this on the way here. He just built this big fence around his house, pulled his RV inside this gated big fence where no one could see it. And that's when he loaded it up with explosives. And then he goes to right outside the AT&T. I guess it was a corporate office or a headquarters. They were doing a lot of 5G work there. And he goes there early Christmas morning, like 1, 2 a.m. and plays a message for 15 minutes over some loudspeakers that says, "Hey, this RV is about to explode, essentially.
Yeah, right.
Everyone evacuate the area." And then he played some song. I can't remember what it was. Some 60s song. Very eerie kind of a thing. Very
the creepy. Heck, man?
And then, yeah, blew himself up. Like, kablamo. Huge explosion. Only injured 3 people. And they just did, the FBI just released DNA from the scene. They found tissue samples. It was like it from the explosion. And matched it up with some DNA they found at his house. And said that was the guy's only fatality was the bomber. And it looked like he didn't want to hurt anybody else by doing this. Weirdest part about all of this is he gave his house before he died. He gave his house to, and he lives in Tennessee, right? And there's no laws precluding this. He gave his house to his, just, okay, I think it's his daughter, who he never knew. She's 29. She lives in California. Didn't know who this guy was at all. And she ends up getting his house out of nowhere. She didn't even know it was willed to him until days. Not, I don't know if it was a will or if it was a living will, but she didn't know it was hers until days later. Because you don't have to have any consent to receive property in Tennessee. So if I lived in Tennessee and I was just like, Sky, I'm going to give you my house. Here you go. You don't even have to consent. It's your house now. Your problem or not problem.
That's weird, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Or it's all a big scam and the guy was hired. I'm just kidding.
The guy could
that's a conspiracy, right?
That's a conspiracy is he was hired to blow up the AT&T building.
Well, because there's fiber optics there, right? Isn't that what everyone's talking about? There's fiber optics there. It's a big thing. Oh, my gosh.
That and 5G. I mean, the working theory is that he was paranoid about 5G technology and was depressed because he was a lonely guy.
Sorry we're bringing you into this idiocracy out here, but hey, you know what? Here we are.
It's an interesting story either way.
It is interesting.
It's weird.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you ever get into this stuff at all? Like, do you ever really read that? What is that?
I don't know. I don't know anything about that bombing. I've heard of it, but like that's the most I've learned about the topic.
Right. What do you do, your day job? Something just happened.
Yeah,
something,
I got lost,
hold
you
on.
Guys.
Hold on one second, dude. Hold on one second.
Audio still going?
Yeah, it's still going.
It's this, dude.
Did the phone die? What's up? It's plugged in.
I know it did.
And I can still hear you guys, but you guys can still hear me.
Pretty easy. Oh, just switching the cameras here?
Yeah, he has audio still.
Okay. Getting all the noises.
He can still hear
everything? Yeah, I think we're good on audio and everything. Here we go.
Yeah, I can see you guys now.
Cool. Had one phone die, so we just hooked up another one. We have... Okay, just two phones. Three? Man, no, you have three phones. You have three phones here?
One, two, three. Yeah. Three phones. You had to count them.
Like Elmo just now, like one, two, three, phones.
Two for the plug, one for the load, right? It's one for the, yeah, whatever, it doesn't matter.
That song popped in my head. It's two phones, though.
No, it definitely is two phones. Yeah, I know, but I have three, so I had to make amends with what I had, okay?
You got flex the extra phone on them.
Dude, yes, dude. Okay, so we were talking about conspiracy, that Nashville thing or whatever, right? Then where was I going with that? Where were you going with that? Were you going to say something?
I think you're asking me like if I follow that stuff, and it's definitely like I guess I just don't follow much of like the current news. I just like to look at like topics and like that kind of
stuff. Dude, there it was. I was gonna ask you, what do you do for your day job? Like, what is that all about? That's where it was gonna go. Just doing the radio all the time?
Yeah. No, I just graduated with a degree, and now with coronavirus, it's basically impossible to get a job. So I'm just applying while doing my podcast and radio.
Nah, dude. Come on down to Texas, man.
I was gonna say, we got all the jobs.
Welcome, brother. I'm actually quitting my job now and getting another job. That's happening while everyone else in the world, I guess, seems to not have a job. Texas forever, man.
It's easy to find a job down here.
There's a lot of small businesses. Actually, 90%, something like that, of business. Okay, I can't say that.
It's
a very high amount, very high percentage of jobs in Texas are for a small business.
Yeah, and you don't hear a lot about it, but a lot of the oil companies down in Texas are small businesses, like 15 people, 30 people.
And then one guy runs it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool.
Nice. So, but what's your degree
Texas
in?
Texas is one of those states.
Sorry, keep going.
Oh, yeah, my degree is... I was going to say, well, yeah, the flag. Texas is one of the states I would...
Oh, man.
All right. So Texas is one of those states I was looking into, like, because I'm looking to Boston, New York City, and then California, but that's so far. Say in Texas, they're both so far away. But you guys don't have snowboarding in Texas, and I like the winters.
Yeah, there is no winters in Texas. Unless you live in the panhandle, like Lubbock, Amarillo, they get, like, 2 to 4 feet of snow a year.
not enough to snowboard.
Well, I was going to say, and it's like literally completely flat. Like I could see Lubbock from here and it's, you know, I don't know, 300 miles away. So it's really flat up in North Texas. There's no,
yeah, that's something you have to get used to.
You could get like a four wheeler and get pulled behind that on a snowboard. That'd be cool.
I've seen wakeboarding in a ditch. I've done that up here.
It's fun.
Oh, okay. Dang.
Really?
That actually does sound fun.
That sounds legit, dude.
Snowmobile and a snowboard?
Yeah. Wow.
I did it with my own car once, and I had my friend pull the – this was like 4 years ago. And my friend would pull the e-brake so the car would skid. And I just got my tires replaced last week, and, yeah, they needed it. This one like 4 or 5 years. This was like 2 years ago. But, yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay, wow. That's legit, dude.
People in Texas, when it snows, like even just a drizzle, just a light dusting, it doesn't stick. Like it hardly ever sticks. People freak out and don't know how to drive down here. Like it is just chaos. People will like drive 20 miles an hour on the freeway and stuff. And I'm like, guys, it's just a light flurry. Like it's okay.
It's like if it drizzled for a little while, it's the same thing. If you're driving on it, it just melts anyway. Wow, dude. I don't know, man. I'm just saying there are jobs down here, but you're looking at New York City to like work in New York City.
Yeah, I'm looking. To live and work because I need a city setting. So I'm looking at New York City and Boston because those are the big ones in New England. And yeah, that's just one of the ones up on my list.
Interesting. I'm surprised, honestly, because I know there's a lot of talk right now about like New York being the new Chicago, no, Detroit, you know, as far as like dying because of the whole thing.
Really?
You know?
The population's
well, I'm over
down,
in Hartford a lot, so.
You're up
yeah,
in,
I'm
Hart-
over in Hartford a lot, so I'm not too worried about it.
Okay, I don't know. Hold on. I don't know the geography of Connecticut. Hartford is where? Like, top?
You got your CT. It's okay. Right in the middle.
Oh, okay. Cool. And then how far away is that from New York City?
A little bit. I'd say I have no idea. I can't even say. Probably a few hours. I just type my phone into everything.
I would guess like a 2 or 3 hour drive.
That's crazy, man. That's insane. You're talking two or three hours is like a commute for some people in Texas, you know? Like, I'm not kidding, dude. People do it. People freaking do it.
Yeah, we have a coworker that commutes an hour one way every day.
Granberry?
Mm-hmm.
Chris Dacus.
Mm-hmm.
He's a trooper.
Yep. It's a lot of miles.
I mean, he makes good money, I guess. You have to just gauge that. You know, is it worth it? I don't know.
Plow through cars, though. I mean, geez.
But so if you, well, we work at a dealership. If that obviously hasn't been, whatever. Anyway, if you lived in New York City, you just want to do that because it'd be better. Like, it'd be bigger for you to be able to spread everything you're doing because your podcast and stuff, right?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons. Like, I just want. Being a city too, that's a very city environment, so a good population, a lot of stuff to do, a lot of action. But also, yeah, like radio in Connecticut, or even like advertising in Connecticut, it's a decent city, you've heard of it. I mean, state, you've heard of it. But yeah, New York City, if I'm on the radio there, I'll probably get who knows how many more listeners, how much more attention, stuff like that.
I see what you're saying, man.
And
yeah,
it's just
a
cool saying.
Yeah, I've thought about the whole radio show thing too. I just, for me, it'd be like, since it wouldn't be a job, it'd be like I'd pay for a segment, you know? And I'm not sure that would work out very well right now. I guess. I don't know. I mean, how many more listeners do you get from a radio show versus just doing the podcast? Or is it all, you know, pushing the marketing or whatever?
Yeah, it's different on each day, so it has its range. But, I mean, it was a good start because, I mean, right off the bat, you get listeners because there's always people tuning in. Probably now my segment is around, like, 200 listeners, I'd say. Because there's the website, and I can see, like, the stats, but it's very funky, so it has a range. But above 200, below 200, around that range.
Like a TV rating while you're on the show?
Like, yeah. It'd be cool if they could, like, submit, like, ratings. Like, give me, like, 1 star, 2 star. I was like, oh, this is trash, stuff like that.
Oh, man. Then you could have a segment of literally reading the ratings, you know? Let me read this guy's review of me, you know?
You go through the reviews, like, oh, not this one. Oh, here's a good one.
Yeah, yeah, let me skip all the bad ones. Oh, this is good.
Exactly. Maybe with Apple Podcasts once I get enough reviews.
Dude, okay. Don't get me started on freaking Apple Podcasts, man. I hate it, dude. I freaking hate it. I mean, okay, this is a very, okay. They were the first. I like that. That's great. That's cool. But they, if you're not a new and noteworthy podcast, you will be, well, it will take a while, right? And that's fine, I guess. I get it. But I feel like their whole algorithm base is based on that rating. Who do you know that reviews a podcast? Maybe you know a lot. I don't know. But for me, I just, people don't seem to review podcasts. Because I have, you know.
Definitely hard to, yeah.
Right? Like, yeah, I would say.
It's hard to get. It's definitely hard to get the attract, like, from the radio. It's good to, I could send people to my website and then I send them to Spotify, but even like there, or even Apple Podcasts, it's hard for them to just find me through that.
Really? I will say this, I did look for you on Spotify and I could not find you, so that maybe you may be right about that, the fact that I couldn't. But a lot of that too for me seems like, I don't know if this has happens or not, but I'm always looking on my own phone, and I don't know if my phone has, you know, quote unquote cookies, if you will, for that specific thing of me searching this podcast on this podcast app. I know they don't really use cookies because it's not a web browser, but does it though? Because like you're always searching and it's another app. I feel like it could, and it probably knows whenever I search
some form of cookies.
My name a lot. Toasty Podcast. So I don't know. I don't think that, I'm not sure if that matters though. I'm not sure if that even matters.
I don't know. With like the website, when I first created it, I kept typing in my show name like every other day or every day or multiple times a day. So it would start going to the top of the list when people Googled it. And then I did the same with like Spotify and Apple, but just, well, I don't know if the Google one even did anything. I don't think it did anything. After like a month or two, it finally popped up to the top.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they definitely have an algorithm to prevent that. I know YouTube absolutely has one to prevent people from doing that to boost their
status. Oh, dude, definitely. And I know Apple does do that, and I know they like really hone down on it, and I'm happy about that. I am happy about that. And you can't just basically pay your way up, because podcasts that have done that in the past have gotten removed from Apple Podcasts. I've looked into that. But like I said, I think it's just a ratings thing, like a review thing, and I'm disappointed because I don't think they're going to have that many ratings. Actually, I think Spotify is obviously going to be on its way up. Mm-hmm. Now that they have Joe Rogan, of course, that's going to make them like...
Yeah, they're pushing
podcasts. Everyone's going to do podcasts on Spotify.
For sure.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Do you use, like, who's your host for your podcast? Do you have a host?
Anchor.
It's Anchor? Free, okay, easy. Yeah, right. That's all right. We had a podcast on the Garage Noise. It's like our last episode, I think. They use Anchor as well. It makes sense. But is there an upload cap?
Yeah. Like time limit or like number you can in a month?
Number you can in a month.
I don't think so. Maybe, but I've noticed. I upload once a week.
Okay.
So maybe. I don't know.
We don't do more than 4 a month, though, do we?
No, we normally do 3 to 4 actually a month. So far, that's our average, but the size is always what's crazy, because I'll have these people on for a freaking hour and a half, and then I do my thing and, you know, put it in, and it's like, next thing you know, it's 80 megabytes. Well, I have a total of 250 megabyte limit a month.
Yeah.
You know, so it ends up being this thing where I'm like, oh, I need to actually hone in on this, but that kind of sucks, right?
Yeah.
Right now, I don't have the time to do multiples like that a week yet. So, makes sense right now.
I feel that. The whole thing's time consuming. I finally, for Christmas, I finally took my first week break where I'm not uploading like tomorrow, but today when we're recording. And it's just, you got to keep up with getting guests, setting stuff up, doing your research, uploading your episodes, description, editing the episodes. That takes a long time. I like to do other like social media, like putting together trailers, stuff like that. Like the whole thing is just an actual like second job.
Yeah, that's exactly why I'm getting another job.
Less hours.
I'm quitting the job I'm at because of the hours, right? And I'm getting another job so I can podcast more. But, and you're right about that for sure. Yeah, for me, it's the getting guests part is important. Obviously, we're trying to do a thing where we don't have a guest on every time. It's like me and Matt, because we go into like, we'll do a lot of research for an episode and we'll get into it. And then Matt just spits all his information and his facts. And I like that because that's the education part of the podcast. That's the whole point of the thing. But I like it because I can have a guest on and then we can just chit chat like we are now. And it's like, okay, here we are. And it's easy. It's easy going. Mm-hmm. I don't know if people want to listen to that. I'm not sure. But hey, you know what? I guess we'll find out.
I feel that. When my studio finally opens up, I want to have little freestyle segments where I'll like, just sit down, like I'll have my interviews, etc. But then my casual, like, hey, this is not the same kind of show. It's just a casual talk about this, what's in the news, etc.
Exactly. I agree with that. 100%, man. 100 freaking percent, dude. It's crazy how many people are doing podcasts now, dude. Like I met you through Instagram, man. And it was like, oh, Connecticut. Wow, what the hell? And it was like, let's just ask this guy and see what happens. And here we are. I just wonder how many people everywhere else, you know, are doing this.
It's like everybody and their cousin has a podcast.
Oh, like podcasts in general, yeah.
Yeah, everybody and their cousin has a podcast, you think?
I think I saw a stat. Yeah, everybody does, and I saw like 70% of them die off in maybe half a year or something like that. And like the majority die off after like 7 episodes, but there's so many of them out to compete with and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I mean, we have something going for us, man. We're past 7 episodes, so that's cool.
That's very true.
And you say everyone and your cousin, you know, but the thing is that I am the only person that I know around me that has a podcast.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything for that. I'm just saying that's how it's going.
I don't
right
know
now
anybody
for me.
Personally that has a podcast.
But everyone does talk about it. And it is a meme now that you're like, you meet a guy and he's like, hey, you want to listen to my podcast?
It's the new SoundCloud rapper.
Dude. Yeah.
That's a very good analogy.
It is for sure, man. It is. How long have we been doing this, man? 1027. Cool. I mean, we hit some good points, I think. I think, is there anything else you really want to hit?
I got to get going because it's a half hour and drive, 40-minute drive back from where I am right now. Yeah. It's late, but what else?
It's 11:27 there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, dang, man, I'm sorry. Okay, well, hey, man, that's cool. Yeah, you want to hit some quick things, hit your links, good. You know, and...
We didn't realize different time zones. I always have my guests. I'm always like, hey, say your final message, your final et cetera. But now
you're
the guest on another podcast since, I haven't guest on another podcast since like July. So it's like, oh, wait, it's all different now. But what would my thing be? What my final message? I guess my final message is, I guess because it's politics, Bernie Sanders. Yeah.
I like it. There you go, man. You think he's gonna run in 2024?
Bernie Sanders 2024.
Oof, I don't think so.
He's like 110.
Right, dude. He'll be like 84.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 83, something like that.
Dude, Yang Gang again, dude? Okay. All right. I gotta stop. I gotta kill this.
Could be.
I don't know, man. All right.
I guess
well, hey.
I'd do a promotion.
Yeah. That's why we asked, man. Your Instagrams, your freaking follows, your whoever, man.
Yeah, for people listening, your listeners are probably in Texas, but if you're ever in Connecticut, go to TuneIn 91.7 Wednesdays. But for the podcast itself, just type in podcasttheway.com. You'll see links to Instagram, Twitter, anything there. Just podcasttheway.com. Easiest way to do it.
Heck yeah, dude. You have a Patreon?
No, not yet. No.
Do you want that or not? That's because that's a love hate thing, dude. Like some people love it, some people don't like it.
I support it all the way, 100% do it, but I'm just holding off on it.
Well, now. Yeah, you have the radio show too, so that makes sense, man. Well, cool, dude. This was legit. I loved it. I just wanted to talk to someone else that podcasts, to be honest with you, and I like it. It's cool. Yeah. Interesting views, you know.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show.
Heck yeah, man. That's so cool. Maybe again sometime, we'll see what happens in the future. You know what I'm saying? We already have links on Instagram for each other, so cool, man.
Got the Connecticut connection.
Heck yeah, dude. Yeah, Connecticut connection, brother. Yeah. All right, we'll see you guys later. This has been the Toasty Podcast, and stay toasty.
Stay toasty, everybody.
Toasty.